Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Wellness, and Performance. Quick shout-out, Bruce Merrin, the famous PR Speakers Bureau, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Check it out. We're doing some virtual stuff with him. Got a great doubleheader today. Rich Redmond, he's a professional drummer who's played with some of the best bands in the world for decades. He's a motivational speaker. He's an author and actor. He's joining me, along with Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. She is a medical physician internist. She's a work-life integration researcher, speaker, and she's the author of Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, The Importance of Rest. Then the Sports Doctor's in, some emails. Let's welcome Rich Redmond. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Give us some background, Rich, on you and your drumming world and how it blends in with your motivational speaking world. Give us some background.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm originally from Connecticut, kind of a New England kid. I fell in love with drums and rhythm at such a young age. I was so lucky to find it in life, you know, to entertain people. Fell in love with the drums, studied it, ended up getting a master's degree from the famed University of North Texas, and then moved to Nashville in 1997. Met a very young Jason Aldean, and we like helped kind of create this next wave of country rock music. We've been doing it for about 23 years, and makes me happy, makes other people happy. And I kind of turned that idea of using the music business as a metaphor for success in life, because if you can navigate something as crazy and as wild west as the music business, you know, you learn a lot of things along the way about success and how to help people cultivate success in their personal and professional life. So I came up with a concept called CRASH. It stands for commitment, relationships, attitude, skill, and hunger. CRASH. And that's what I bring to corporate events all over the world.
Yes, it's interesting on the Sports Doctor where we talk so much about the mental game, as I call it. Again, whether it's the top athletes in the world, whether it's the parents of very, very serious athletes, whether it's our coaches, et cetera, whether it's business people, et cetera, the whole motivational side has always been so incredibly popular. It's more important now than ever because the number one topic in the world is mental health in with this challenge that we've been going through. Now, Rich, when you and I had spoke, we talked about also the physical side. A guy who takes his training very seriously like you do, it demands to be a physical performer like that, as well as some of the incredible mental sides of the world of drums. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, drumming definitely has mental and physical benefits, and you don't have to be an expert. You know, you can get a hand drum at a guitar center and then maybe work your way up to a small drum set, but you know, drumming increases our energy, you know, it improves our circulation, it lowers our stress. You know, I'm doing four things at once, so I'm an extreme multitasker, so obviously it increases our coordination. And I actually was the subject of a scientific study. Dr. Nadia Azar at the University of Windsor came to one of my shows, and she hooked all these electrodes up to me, and she found that my heart rate was like that of an elite athlete, and I burn about 1,000 calories in every 90-minute show. So I'm actually getting paid to work out, which is pretty incredible. And then on my off days, I got to really kind of look out for what I'm doing. You know, I run 6 miles a day. I stretch with bands. I lift light weights. I treat myself to massages and you try to eat right, tons of water, you know, pharmaceutical grade vitamins, essential oils, you know, any kind of technique or hack I can use to, you know, to keep me sharp, because I got to work out so I can work out on stage.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, that there's no doubt about it that that's a key group of topics that we include on the Sports Doctor. Again, whether it's the nutrition side, whether it's the physical training side, again, the mental game in so many different areas of high performance, let alone the shoulders, wrists, and forearms you must need in order to be a fingers to be able to play like that, that's got to be challenging.
Yeah, there's a, you know, obviously it requires a lot of endurance, a lot of stamina, heart health, and you know, a good, you know, I mean, I'm not going to walk around with my shirt. I don't have an eight back or anything. Otherwise, I would never wear a shirt. But you know, you got to have core strength and flexibility and mobility. And, you know, this it's a young man's instrument. It's so physical. You know, it's such a, the music that comes out is like a manifestation. It's so physical. So probably the most physical of all instruments. So as you age, you know, you really have to double down and take care of yourself with the diet, the hydration, the cardio training, and then light weights. As you get older, you know, I tell people, you know, be careful of the heavy weights because we all want to, you know, go to the gym and grunt and like lift the heavy stuff, but you know, you're going to hurt yourself. So I just kind of do higher reps with lower weights.
Yes. The prevention of injury is a very, very big deal on the Sports Doctor. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. People from all over the world, people locally, what were the topics? Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of information. Some of the great articles we're working with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, lots of articles on the world of concussions, everything from what's the best shoe. And we have tens of thousands of followers with great information on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with professional drummer, as well as motivational speaker, author, actor, you know, Rich Redman. And again, the physical therapist associates of mine for years used to see all the different actors and groups that came through Chicago, the famous sports chiropractor, Jim Edward, who would deal with some of these different actors and band members, again, because of the tremendous toll it took, whether it was flying around on stage or it was, you know, playing something like a percussion instrument like you do. We're a big soft tissue fan. I'm glad you're including massage therapy in your world.
Yeah, it would probably be, you know, it would probably be better to do it for sure once a week. But, you know, when we're actively touring, you know, a bunch of Live Nation venues, usually there's a masseuse on site. And you know, just during COVID, I've been a little leery about, you know, being that close to someone.
Really? Who are some of the groups that you've been involved with over these decades, Rich?
Well, thanks to my relationship with my boss, Jason Aldean, it's rarefied air to play music with the same person and the same group of people for, you know, nearly five presidencies, five presidencies. And, you know, we have traveled the world together and finished each other's sentences and got to play on 30 number one songs for him and make our dreams come true, you know, playing the Hollywood Bowl, Madison Square Garden, Wrigley Field, Fenway Park. I mean, just amazing. And through that relationship, meeting great people like Ludacris or Bryan Adams or Bob Seger or Garth Brooks and Carrie Underwood and, you know, just kind of like the who's who of Nashville. Nashville's been my home since 1997. It's been pretty amazing thing to realize my childhood dreams. And that's why I like to share my message with everyone. Just the fact that if you have a dream, no matter what season of life you're in, it's never too late. And you can go for it. You can achieve it.
You know, the you have a tremendous amount of information on Google with you, Rich Redman. But also, Rich, what would be a website or is there anything that people can go to find out about you and what you're up to?
Sure. Yeah, just Rich Redmond. That's R-E-D-M-O-N-D. RichRedmond.com is kind of the hub for all things. You could see all the corporations I've spoken events I've spoken at, and my book, Crash Course Success, is there, and of course, information about me as a drummer, a producer, a songwriter, an actor, doing a lot of event hosting. I really, really enjoy that, being an MC, so I'm trying to keep moving that ball down the field and having a good time doing it.
I'm telling you, while you're doing that, I hope you're in the best shoes for your foot type. Throw a little sports podiatry in while we're talking in that
sure.
regard. Also, you know, Rich, with your different programs, talk a little bit about the bullet points again in your book.
Sure. So CRASH, you know, people seem to love or hate acronyms. I love them because it's just such an easy way to remember something, and it fully aligns with drumming. CRASH. So CRASH, commitment, you know, committing to your product, to your service, to your team, to your skill set. You know, everything starts in the mind. We're just coming off of everyone making their affirmations for the new year. And so everything starts in the mind. So committing to something for lifelong. And then relationships, cultivating mutually beneficial, hopefully sincere, lifelong relationships. You know, people are the gatekeepers for success in life. Attitude, 99% of life. I know that enthusiasm is contagious. I have seen it time and time again. And skill set, you know, developing the skills you need to be successful in your chosen field and not letting the moss grow under your feet, keep changing and growing and moving things forward. And then hunger being the last piece, having that fire that burns in your belly to be successful. And I tell people that passion is your engine and hard work is your fuel. So you fuel that engine with hard work. And if you've chosen the right thing, it never feels like work, which allows you to be more successful. So that's CRASH.
It applies to speaking to a team with teammates or great athletes, individuals looking to stay out of trouble. How old were you when you became involved in music?
Oh, I tell everyone, dinosaurs roam the earth. it was probably 1976. You know, I think I was 6 years old, and I was just a restless type A, high energy kid. And my dad was like, "Hey kid, you want to play the drums?" And he saw something in me and I took to it and I have never looked back. The decision to go pro would have been 1983 when the Police released their record on audio cassette. I'm dating myself, called Synchronicity. And I just fell in love with that music. And just said, that's what I'm going to do with my life.
And it's amazing that you're able to continue to do the, the same thing. One of the concerns many times with people playing an instrument that dramatically, that aggressively, like drumming, where my chiropractic friends would talk many, many times again about shoulders and low back, the posture it took to sit upright for who knows how long in playing the drums. And that the fact that, again, it was, you really needed to train for it. And you're a great example.
Well, thank you. Yeah, there's so many drummers whose careers have been cut short with the posture thing. I mean, I have some little issues here or there with discs. And, you know, the doctor says, hey, the best thing you can do is have a really, really strong core. So never stop working out and keep doing your crunches every day. I don't have the best posture, but it's just something that I got to keep reminding myself of. Hydration, incredibly important, stretching every single day, multiple times a day, like during the day, during my workout, and then before I go on stage. And then warming up musically with my stick in my hand. I do that for...
Yeah. Plus, you're saying you're a runner. So many times we start really talking about the pounding and what that takes sometimes on the body. But that's also another good mental... side of it. And again, in what we're all going through with the pandemic and the virus and this frustration, it doesn't seem to matter, Rich, the vocation or profession that the individual I'm speaking with from almost anywhere in the world, again, being challenged by and needing to pay so much attention to mental health.
Absolutely. My mother is a runner. She beat breast cancer and then a year later ran the New York City Marathon. She's a very inspiring woman. And, you know, she said, Rich, never stop your running. It makes such a difference in my life. Because sometimes you'll go through a period where, you know, you just get too busy, you get sidetracked. And it's just when I'm doing it, I'm just much healthier in all areas of my life. My mind is clear. And, just the calorie burn, you know, it's great. If you want to enjoy
Absolutely.
That cappuccino noir at the end of the night, it's much better if you're burning those calories, you know, 6-7 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, again, on the Sports Doctor, the other pearl for you is biomechanics. This is when we end up with trying to stay away from overuse injuries with runners. Look seriously at orthotics and the being in that right shoe. So that's the pearl I'm throwing out to you with your life as a runner. So are you, well, you're probably looking to be back out on tour when it's safe. How's that going?
Well, there was a good year and a half where nothing happened. I mean, I did do a lot of recording sessions where I had to fly back and forth from Nashville to Los Angeles, and it was pre-vaccine, so it was two masks and a shield and gloves and just wondering what's going to happen. Are we going to have to cannibalize each other? Are we going to have toilet paper? It was a crazy time, and you know, you do it anyways because duty called. But we ended up playing about 50 shows last year, which was pretty incredible. And then this year we'll probably look to be doing the same thing. People are starved for entertainment, and they're willing to go out there and put their hands together and clap for us. So it's a very beautiful thing. We're very lucky.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. I knew the time would fly by here with Rich Redmond, longtime professional superstar drummer, now a motivational speaker, author, and actor. And again, if they Google you, Rich Redmond, Rich, give us that site again.
Oh, yeah, www.richredmond.com, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. And it's just kind of my hub for all things. And like all the kids, you know, I have a YouTube channel, and you can hit me on Facebook and the Instagram. Just haven't done the TikTok
yet.
Hold
on, Rich. Hold on, Rich. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. She's a medical internist. She is a work-life integration researcher, speaker, and author of the book Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy. You know how much time we spend talking about recovery and rest on the Sports Doctor. Dr. Smith, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, it's great to join you.
Great. I'm Dr. Bob. I'll call you Dr. Sandra. Give us some background on yourself, besides that your husband's an ultramarathoner and your sons have been competitive athletes. Give us some background on yourself and the whole world of sacred rest.
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, I'm an internal medicine physician in practice clinically for the past 20 years. About 10 years ago, personally, I burned out when my sons were significantly younger in that toddler age range, and quickly discovered that conventional medicine focused primarily on sleep as the only form of rest that it identified. And I really was seeing that there were multiple types of rest that I personally was needing, and then applied that to my patients as well. And that's where the seven types of rest mentioned in my book, Sacred Rest, came from.
Yes, and it's like you and I had mentioned, I thought it was a terrific title, Sacred Rest. You know, again, the new science, quote unquote, of all sports medicine at all sorts of levels is recovery and rest and how important it is and what's the best way to fit it in and all of these different things. Seven different types of rest. Talk a little bit about what's important in rest and recovery from your point of view that you stressed in the book.
Yes, well, you're exactly right. Rest and recovery go hand in hand. And I think that is what we have to understand, is that rest is not simply stopping. It's not simply the cessation of activity, but it's those restorative processes that we do that help the body to heal. And so the seven different types of rest include physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, social, sensory, and creative.
That makes an awful lot of sense when you think about each of them and how you could probably speak about what that has to do with, again, the idea of recovering from problems or sleeping better or dealing with all these different aspects of what might go into the concerns of rest and recovery. I guess, again, like you mentioned right off the bat, and we both know general medicine, for the most part, didn't know how to spell the word rest and recovery 25 years ago, really. It's all pills and all medicine, and we both know that world. And I think this was one of the things, I guess, that you were paying attention to yourself when you were talking about the kind of recovery and rest you might need. Again, mental, physical, spiritual, mind, body, big deal today, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about this is when we're even looking at our need for rest, so many of us associate rest and sleep as being the same thing. And they're simply not. Sleep is a type of physical rest, with physical rest actually having two components, having the passive forms, which are sleeping and napping, but then, particularly in sports, also having the active forms, which include things like stretching and yoga and foam rollers and massage therapy and all of those things that are needed to improve the lymphatics and the circulation so the body can heal. And that is the part that I find that we sometimes don't emphasize in conventional medicine, and not just through sports, but in every type of healing, mental healing, our relationships staying whole and healthy. All of them need this process of being restored, of being poured back into.
You know, we pay so much attention also, Dr. Sandra, on the Sports Doctor, again, what I call it, the mental game, which is the ability of people to be aware of that they need some mental downtime. They need to include, whether they want to say it's visualization, whether you want to say it's meditation, when you want all these things that 25 years ago was considered semi-voodoo, today are all big deals in all serious sports areas. That whole idea that mentally is a very, very big deal. And, you know, things like yoga, which can combine both of these kinds of attentions, mental and physical. You couldn't find a yoga club, again, 25 years ago. Now it's, again, part of American fitness. It's a great step forward, isn't it?
It certainly is. And you're right. Mental rest deficits are probably the one that many people struggle with the most. And it's very difficult to concentrate, to be mindful, to be in the moment, to be able to clear your head even well enough to get high-quality sleep. I think that's part of the issue as well. Even when we do sleep, most of us are not getting high-quality sleep because we have a rest deficit in one of these other areas. And so if your mind's overactive, you're over-processing, you're not able to get it to go to a quiet space, it's going to be very difficult to get to that stage 3 and 4 non-REM sleep where the actual body restoration occurs.
You know, as a sports mom, you're talking about your boys playing sports, playing competitive sports, having a competitive husband, you as the doctor on the professional side, and looking again at that whole rest and recovery and mental side, what were some of the things that you found very important as a sports parent?
Well, I think it was very important to help them put the dots together. My husband, as I mentioned, is an ultra marathon runner and triathlete, so he's not a fan of rest. He likes to be moving all the time. And so just to help, and even my sons with football and basketball and soccer, to be aware when you fail to rest, you increase your risk of injury because the body doesn't have that time for healing, and helping them connect those dots.
And in the high-pressure world of youth sports, which is why I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because there's an epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, both physically and mentally. Tremendous pressure pushing these kids, or even, again, like you're mentioning, the athlete who's pushing themselves. And if you want to try to prevent injury as well as enhance performance, then you need to factor in big time the importance of rest and recovery. And what are some of, like you mentioned again, what's that list again, the 7 factors?
Yes, the 7 types of rest include physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, social, sensory, and creative. And I love the point you bring up for sports parents, because as a sports mom, I find that one of the areas that tend to not get addressed is emotional rest within teens, because a lot of teens don't feel the liberty to be able to express their emotions authentically, particularly with their coaches or their teammates, when they are disappointed about a loss or disappointed about their own sports performance in an event. And I think that's something for coaches and parents to be aware of, because unfortunately sometimes they end up in my ER after having attempted to harm themselves because of that lack of emotional rest that they are missing.
Yeah, I of course it's been magnified times 1,000 as we've gone through the pandemic. Like I was mentioning earlier on the show, I don't have a guest on in any profession or vocation from anywhere in the world who's not making a big deal out of mental health and this tremendous challenge that we're all under this whole side of the virus and the changing of our whole world upside down. The sports are canceled. They're not. You're eligible. You aren't. All these crazy things. You're in school. You're not. So if anything, the pressure's been revved up 500%. You know, you mentioned the social side also, social rest. In the world of social media, I got to ask you, how's that going, doctor?
Well, it definitely makes it interesting, because many of us are engaging at a level that we just do not have the energy to engage with, as far as dealing with other people's drama and emotions and all of the things they're experiencing while we're trying to process it ourselves. And I think that's some of the danger with social media, is that, not that all social media is bad, I think they definitely have some good points, but we do have to evaluate how are we feeling coming out of some of those moments. If we're coming out of them feeling more drained, more upset, more anxious, more you know, enraged about something.
Yeah.
Then
you know,
that's
you mentioned the ER.
Yes.
I've had eating disorder experts on. We'll be talking about my world of figure skating and some of the other youth sports and a body image and all of these kinds of things that have been multiplied again a millionfold with social media and with this whole other side of things. So in the world of youth sports or in the world of all sports, we're interested in two things really. We want, on the one hand, prevent injury. We want to stay out of trouble. What do we got to do physically and mentally? The other side again is, can we enhance performance when indicated? Can we really pay attention big time? Again, quality, rest, and recovery is the far superior, more efficient athlete or active person, right?
Absolutely, because really resilience is what every athlete has to have, a body that is growing stronger with time as they're doing these activities. And the formula for resilience is the stress, which is that increased workout, that increased weightlifting, those increased reps, plus the rest. Duration, the recovery period. Those two together is what actually makes you stronger. Not simply the work, but the work with the rest.
What's the website people could find out about you and your information and your book?
Yes, they can visit me at ichoosemybestlife.com.
ichoosemybestlife.com?
That's correct. And I also have a free assessment at restquiz.com for those who may want to know which of the seven types of rest they're most efficient in.
I would imagine, again, the awareness, the titles alone, I found very profound because, again, it gets us to think about so many different aspects of the importance of rest and recovery. Again, psychological and or spiritual or social, you know, besides even the one that was always the most difficult addition, which was mental. And the tremendous attention mental health has gotten, you know, whether it was the previous Olympics with Simone Biles or the great tennis player, that young tennis player who said enough already with this stress. So we need more and more tools. And the idea, again, of rest and recovery, we've been talking about, for example, soft tissue therapy, massage therapy for 30 years, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor, and how important adding this is in. And then talking about some of these different stresses that parents are undergoing and with their young athlete kids. And I would tell them about my late great sports psychologist, Dr. Jim Vickery. One of his first points to sports parents was, don't be a critic. We're talking with Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, internal medicine expert. I'm going to ask her about work-life integration when we come back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs, or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, happy new year. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are speaking with Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. She's an internal medical doctor, and she is a work-life integration researcher, as well as a speaker. She's the author of the book, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy. Dr. Sandra, welcome back. Give us some insight on the work-life integration research.
Yes, what we've been working on primarily is looking at how to help people, particularly those who feel like they're on the verge of burnout or who feel like their work life is suffering due to increased stress and pressure from their family obligations and the things
like
that they have
of
outside
yeah,
of
yeah.
work. Right. looking at ways to incorporate these restful tactics, these restorative processes in the middle of their busy day, because most of us don't have time to just get our burnout recovery during vacation.
Give us some examples.
And we can't take prolonged sabbaticals.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples of that, those, the ability to interrupt what we're doing and put some integrative action involved. What are some examples?
Yeah, so just looking at some that might be relevant to your audience, if we're talking about students, you know, we're looking at how many students now are working virtually from home and the amount of Zoom fatigue or online learning fatigue that kids are experiencing. What are some ways to incorporate rest in the middle of that? So in a classroom setting, everyone's in the same room, same visual sensory input, so you don't become sensory overwhelmed as quickly. However, in a virtual setting, all the different screens, a lot of time part of the reason we feel so tired is because of the sensory overload. So we've introduced with some schools to be able to use a similar virtual background. So all students have the same virtual background that they're using, which then takes the room from being, you know, a one room with a bed in the back, another room with a bookshelf. Everybody has the same universal background. And it takes down the visual overload because you don't have so much visual input.
Okay. And let's say, again, you're a parent and you are involved in whatever you're involved in, or you're a business person, and you now become aware of some of these techniques to pay attention to. What would be a couple of other examples that the busy people could look to do to stop or to pay attention to what you're talking about?
Yeah, so another example would be something we call time blocking. So if you find that you are a multitasker, multitasking is actually an energy drain. So time blocking certain activities, particularly those that require more mental energy, allows you to be able to focus your attention so that you're not expelling excessive energy going in and out of activities. For example, you can time block doing your email inboxes. So maybe you do your emails twice a day for a 30-minute time block, versus going in and out of your emails all day long. And so depending on your job and how your particular work life is set up, there are multiple things that can be time blocked to be able to better utilize your energy.
Great concept.
And not have
yes.
excessive strain.
Where you're putting some value on a specific task or topic, whatever it happens to be, and you're using, again, these great play on words here, time block, where I'm going to pay attention to it a couple times a day and not let it drag me in and out 46 times a day, maybe.
Exactly, because each time you go in and out, you're expelling energy to enter and energy to leave.
Okay, what would be some others?
Other examples, if we're looking at the physical aspect of it, being aware of the ergonomics of where you're doing most of your work. So if you are, let's say, working off of your kitchen table, chances are it's not ergonomically correct. And so if you're noticing that you're having increased neck and back pain or leg swelling after a period of time working in a certain location, to evaluate what is it about that workstation that's toxic to your body, and then fixing that in the moment rather than allowing the toxicity to continue.
Great example of that, of course, is the whole looking at a phone screen, where my chiropractic friends would talk about the whole new syndrome on the back of the shoulders and the neck because of all of this bending over and this kind of slouching. So being aware of those kinds of things would allow us, right, to keep moving, pay more attention to being active regarding some of these other kinds of topics. What are some of the age groups that you start feeling it's important to pay attention to this? Again, I would think students is a big area.
It definitely starts with students, particularly now since many of them are working from home, basically, with their classes. And like I stated, don't have proper desk spaces, or they're working out of lounge chairs and sofas and kitchen tables. And so it definitely starts with students and then progresses from there.
And the pressure that everybody's under, the fear, the worry, with this whole virus world, it's exploding around us as we speak. And this whole tremendous pressure, I would imagine, putting incredible pressure. Maybe like my first guest, Rich Drummond, we should all take up the drums, have something to bang around. What do you think?
Well, I think we all need some type of creative rest outlet to be able to experience that. And the more we are having to tackle challenges and problems, the more creative energy we're using. I think often when I speak of creative rest, people think it's only needed if you're musicians or artists. But really, anybody who's having to be innovative, think outside of the box, come up with new ways of solving problems.
Great
you're
ideas.
Using creative
I knew
energy.
I knew the time would fly. Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, give us the information quickly again. People find out about your work and your book.
Yeah, my main website is ichoosemybestlife.com, and then they can take the free assessment at restquiz.com.
Fantastic. Dr. Sandra, hold on. Everybody, will be back. Sports Doctors in. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent.
factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, rock and roll, we're back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows, we answer some emails, we brag about the book. We do have some great guests coming up. Brian Werner, who is the balance guy, one of the innovators of their whole inclusion of the importance of balance with physical therapies centers. So we're excited to have him join us. And then we've got a multiple Olympian speed skater, Dave Cruikshank, with Dash Speed Skating from Milwaukee. And he's a coach and mentor. So this is going to be exciting right before the Olympics. Following week, we're going to talk a little bit about sports, the public relations side, the sharing of information side with Marissa Vaborn. And then childhood obesity, the world of nutrition, with Mary Ann Spencer. So we're going to answer a few emails. Jeff says, are heel spurs surgical problems? Jeffrey, almost always they are not. Heel spurs are a protrusion of bone, almost always on the bottom of the heel bone, sometimes on the back, but almost always on the bottom where the plantar fascia, the arch band, attaches to the heel. And the attachment to this area, which constantly stresses this area, can gradually cause the bone to respond, create a spur. And sometimes these can be very problematic. The whole process can be painful and problematic. Rarely is it a surgical problem. Usually it's a proper alignment and support problem. It's a physical therapy challenge. So the use of orthotics to control the amount of stretch on that attachment is very, very successful. It's making a big difference, probably almost 90% successful. Plantar fasciitis, which is the condition that we're talking about, that the heel spur can cause. So if the doctor says you need surgery, get another opinion. Almost always, if you combine proper shoes, orthotics, physical therapy, sometimes injections, you can solve this conservatively. Tim says, I'm a 35-year-old aerobic dance, modern dance, and I've been dealing with this retrocalcaneal bursitis. Bursa sacs, Tim, are fluid prevention, friction prevention sacs that are in different parts of the body, and a common one is right behind the heel where the Achilles tendon attaches. And the bursa allows, again, a reduction of the kind of traction friction we were just talking about, and persistent strain to that area and irritation to that area can cause that bursa to get inflamed. When you hear the term itis, it means inflamed. And bursitis is inflammation of the bursa. Usually we'll see rest. Physical therapy can help solve the problem, sometimes anti-inflammatories. If the problem's persistent and recurs, then we want to pay big attention to the role of orthotics. So we've had great success. There's excessive motion at that attachment. The orthotic can really, really address it very, very successfully. Kelly says, my 11-year-old daughter is a very active figure skater. She's already doing double jumps. She skates 5 to 6 days a week. All of a sudden, with these new boots, we've got this lump on the top of her ankle bone on the inside of the ankle. It seems fluid. What you're dealing with, Kelly, is called a ganglionic cyst. Ganglionic cyst is usually a inflammation of fluid sac, almost like an internal blister that forms because of friction or irritation to that area.
So you want to go back to the bootmaker and make sure that he's checking for the proper fit of the skates, usually also to maybe punch out the area where the cyst is. If the cyst does not hurt, then we would be looking again to apply maybe a horseshoe pad around the area, check that boot. We often will include proper orthotics when we see that the cyst is either an irritant or, again, we're getting other areas where mechanics, gee, we got high arches here or flat feet or et cetera. We want to be able to pay attention. You know, the upcoming MVP Parent magazine, MVPParent.com, where we have a tremendous array of information with our publisher, Rich Dubin. He's the publisher of Lower Extremity Review magazine. And MVP Parent, really keeping the kids in the game, preventing injury, enhancing performance, paying attention to nutrition, the mental training. And my upcoming inclusion, which is the Sports Doctor is in inclusion, this segment, it's a quarterly magazine, is the from the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the two essential exercise concepts. Number one, strengthening your feet and ankles. Number two, working balance. So ironically, next week, we're going to have Brian Werner, the guy who's made a big addition to the world of balance and physical therapy centers. And the fact that working on balance is important. We don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your child's age is. I don't care what their level is, including balance exercises, things like BOSU, unstable surfaces. The famous Bob Guida, trainer of champions, my sports medicine mentor, every athlete he saw, whether it was John McEnroe or Jim McMahon or Walter Payton or Jimmy Connors, or he was working their balance, balancing on one foot, standing on a mini tram, tilt boards, very, very valuable, and strengthening the feet and ankles. Rubber bands are a great way to do it. Again, all sports, all levels, including strengthening those feet and ankles. Ironically, when you're on unstable surfaces, and the sand dune stepper is a fantastic piece of equipment that simulates exercising on the sand, on the beach, or balancing on the sand barefoot, and all that gripping action that goes on. So we're featuring examples of and the importance of including these exercises. Not to replace everything else that your son or daughter might be doing, but absolutely to be including it. One of the big challenges we've seen in youth sports physical training is overkill. Too much running, too much sprinting, too much jump roping, often added to sports that already involve all sorts of demands on the feet and legs. Think again of the figure skater at 12, 13, 14 years old who's doing 20, 30, 40, 50 double jumps a week or more, and then off ice is doing sprinting or running sprints, doing stairs, too much. So often we're looking to back off some of the additional compression with these kids. You know, we just had the excitement of the United States figure skating championships this past weekend. Congratulations to Jessica Callalang and Brian Johnson. Jessica was like 11 when we put orthotics in her skates. Now she's a silver medalist, repeat silver medalist in pairs, where he throws her up in the air and she comes down 5 minutes later. It's just fun to continue to, I told Evan Lysacek, you know, the 2010 Olympic gold medalist who was also 10, we put orthotics in his skates. I can't believe it's 12 years when the Winter Olympics are coming up in a couple of weeks. But I told him I'd be talking about him forever, even though it's all of these years later. So we're excited about the Winter Olympics coming up. And it's always great to have some of these great guests like we did. We want to thank Dr. Lauren Smith, Rich Redman. Stay safe, everybody. We'll see you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.